This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. Special thanks goes out to our American military and men and women for the job they do keeping us free and safe all around the world. And our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, too, our Border Patrol 911 dispatchers for the job they do for America as well. And to all those working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Now, the president went to California yesterday. He participated in a roundtable on immigration and border security at the U.S. Border Patrol Calexico Station in Calexico, California. He said the wall is continuing to go up. The system is full. We know that. But he also said something which to me doesn't make a lot of sense, and we'll see what you think. He said there's no need for a summit with the Central American countries involved in this. I think there is, and I think we need to go straight to the source and say, look, here's the deal. El Salvador, we give you $600 million a year to take care of the situation here. You're not doing it, and if you don't do it, we're going to take the money away from you, and then good luck.
Well, I said that the other day, I think, on your show. That
you did.
We don't really have ambassadors, that we're going to have to create some kind of an envoy. You know, Trump is considering having what is known as an immigration czar. And he's got three people on the list, two I know pretty well. He's got Chris Kovac, he's got Tom Homan, and he's got Ken Cuccinelli.
Uh-huh.
Personally, I think it ought to be Ken Cuccinelli
because I do too.
He's got very good ties with the legislative wing of government.
Yep.
But having said that, if you have an immigration czar, you know, they don't have any lawmaking, you know, power for sure, but I would take that person and also have them lead an envoy. I mean, we've got an envoy by Elliot Abrams for Venezuela. Why don't we have one for Central America?
Right.
So, I mean, I would absolutely be doing that. And if summits don't work, then why are we having them with little Kim Jong-un, you know?
Yeah, and by the way, we'll get into that in the next segment because we're going to have a third one. Now, we have a caller on the line, so let's find out what the caller would like to know. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Matt Gammon, Bob again, Clearwater, Florida.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Heard President Trump today mentioned that Mexico is starting to come around a little bit, and I just wondered if Denise happened to know exactly what they were doing and how much of an effect it's having.
Okay, well, thank you, Bob. And yes, that is true. And they are over on the eastern part of Mexico, over with the border with these countries. They're starting to reinforce their border down there. Not that they're stopping all the people that are coming in, but they are certainly making a little better effort.
Well, right. Yesterday, a lot of the media said they were rolling up the red carpet for the people that are coming in through their southern border.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, in fact, and it just happened in the last, you know, maybe week or so that mm-hmm. they've become much more aggressive and deporting some of these people and removing some of these people. I think, too, that we're giving them other kinds of intelligence, so we're working, I mean, because we have a pretty close relationship with Colombia.
Yeah.
And Colombia is helping us somewhat with those that are coming out of Guatemala and El Salvador and Honduras,
mm-hmm.
if there are, you know, some pretty nasty crimes that these people have been committing, that they're stopping them before they even get necessarily, you know, one step inside of Mexico.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a lot of people, again, we're having a quasi-summit going on because, I mean,
yep.
Kirsten Nielsen's been doing, her work. I mean, she's met with people in Mexico. But, you know, again, the one thing that I think that we're missing in all of this to determine what Honduras is doing or Guatemala doing. I don't think El Salvador is doing anything. But
no, they don't. That's why we had the big problem there.
I think we need to be talking with Southern Command. They're never part of this conversation.
Right.
But, yeah, they're apparently working just a little bit harder in Mexico to put out some messaging that we can't really put out. I mean, years ago we used to put out some propaganda and tell these people and make phone calls and drop flyers from airplanes and whatnot. I think we're encouraging Mexico to do some of that.
Yeah.
And they are. So I think that is part of the red carpet that has been rolled up.
Well, I don't disagree with you, and I've heard the same exact things. And remember, under the Obama administration and early into the Trump administration, they were actually welcoming, and some of these church groups and these other charities that are working out of America were doing the same thing, saying, well, come, we welcome you, bring your child, families, and all that sort of stuff. They were, you know, basically telling me to get three hots in a cot to show up.
Well, I actually wrote about one yesterday that I knew nothing about that came across my radar called Kino Border Initiative or something.
Where were they out of?
Well, actually, they're in, if you will, both Nogaleses, you know.
Arizona and Mexico.
Yes.
All right, well, hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we come back because that's going to be interesting. And, folks, this is how some of the Mexican trucking companies got a foothold in America because they would take a Nogales, Mexico address and then come over to the American side, Arizona, and put an address over there, apply for the ICCMC authority, and it'd be like they were an American trucking company, even though they were from Mexico with Mexican drivers that couldn't speak a word of English. Oh, don't get me started. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shocker? Why shocker?
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America, and we want to thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, for opining in, and we'll get to Denise in just a second, but I got to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by the Mixon Groveside Cafe, where they bake their sub sandwich bread fresh every day. They're down in Bradenton at 2525 27th Street South, and they are a designated Florida tourist destination, because they are part of what Florida is all about. The business has been there for going on 75 years, and the great food that they've got there. We were down there for lunch the other day on Thursday, had a tremendous crowd down there. Their sandwiches, I'm telling you, unbelievable. All the different things they make, the bakery, and you can finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream cone, too. Oh, that just chops it all off. I'm getting hungry again. Gee whiz. Don't forget, that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe. They're open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They are definitely the hidden gem of Bradenton. Call ahead for a to-go order, 941-748-5829, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida, Mixon's Groveside Cafe. All right, Denise Simon is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
We have got a caller on the line that wants to add to our conversation, and it would be Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. And Dan the Man, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on with Denise, so what is it that
I'm
you want to add?
I'm a fan of hers. I really like her.
Well, there you go.
Aw, thank you.
I think the Obama administration didn't think there was anything south of the United States but Cuba. And Bush wasn't much better in Latin America, Central America, than Obama. We were pinned down in Afghanistan and Iraq, and, you know, this is what happens when you come out of 10 years of war. What happened to the rest of the world while we were gone? I think Trump now sees how dangerous Venezuela is, and it's kind of surprised me. I think it's going to surprise a lot of Americans now that they have Russian troops there.
Yeah.
You know, we have the Organization for American States, I don't know how effective that's going to be. I think the support for the United States and Honduras and Nicaragua, El Salvador and Panama is about a mile wide and an inch deep. And it's getting very dangerous now. And I don't think you're going to see any summits. I think there's, I think if you're going to see, American troops in that country in a big way, it'll be between, I would say, July and sometime in January. But it's getting desperate there with the Russians and the Chinese now in Venezuela with a real grip on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we're going to get them out except with, maybe some symbolic, help from the Colombians, maybe the Brazilians. But it's going to be the Americans doing the fighting. And I think with the injection of Russian troops, it's going to get bloody here in the next year or so. That's what I just wanted to add.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan.
Worse than what we think.
Thank you, Dan, and I'll talk to you again next week. And Dan brings some interesting points across there, Denise. And like we talked about, it's not just about the people starving to death anymore. They've got the diseases that have come up that we haven't seen in many, many, many years, and people are – and there's no medicine. The doctors have left. There's no medicine. Doctors are trying to get back in with medicine. Maduro won't let them in. It's unbelievable.
Well, I actually wrote a piece about what is actually going on in Venezuela with China and Russia there, and the countries that are standing on the side of Maduro. Russia has been providing military equipment under the guise of loans and then redoing loans,
mm-hmm.
Beginning with Chavez. They have tanks, you know, they do have a couple of fighter jets. I don't know which ones they are. But the one thing that's mostly concerning is they've got 5,000 man pads.
Yep.
It is thought that the man pads are actually over on the coast,
mm-hmm.
in case, because Russia has told Maduro that the United States is planning an invasion,
mm-hmm.
and we would do it from sea as we have done in the Mediterranean. So they do have a defense system. There's a Russian defense system. Which one, I do not know. I don't think it's the most modern one by a long stretch.
It's not the 400s.
No.
Okay.
So I don't believe that we would go in there militarily. We would necessarily direct other forces, mm-hmm. other militaries in Latin America to do it if that was the case. But I think it's probably a little too early for that, if it even comes to that. I would also say, because we have such a divided legislature,
yep.
between the House and the Senate,
yep.
that Trump would never get any kind of approval under any kind of war powers. I mean, based on what just passed on the matter of Yemen,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to allow Trump to do any of that stuff.
Now, that's all well and good, and I have been told, as you have also heard the grumblings, that we are, in fact, training some forces from the region that are training together, perhaps to go in and take Maduro out. Don't know if that's the case or not, but we certainly have got people there that are advisors that are training, and we'll just have to wait and see. Now, something else that came up into the mix yesterday, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, said two things. First of all, he said that the Chinese were stealing our intellectual properties, and here's a little bit about what he said and how he said it.
So is this part of the discussions in terms of this near-term trade deal? What's the discussion with the Chinese in terms of the broader issues, not necessarily a quid pro quo on a trade deal?
So the trade deal has its own conversation, its own dialogue that's taking place, but it's against the background of all of these other broader issues, issues with China's use of technology in ways that will fundamentally put Americans at risk. This technology from Huawei that is now being put in place all across the world. It's a company that's very close to the Chinese government and will do what the Chinese government asks it to do. And so we have sounded the alarm, urging nations' security apparatuses from around the world not to put this technology in. The challenges with China are manifold, and we're approaching each of them, sometimes in separate silos, but often as part of a broader conversation with China, asking them to engage in trade and conduct and human rights and in human rights activities that are consistent with the values that Americans hold dear.
Now, that was part one of where I'm going here. Part two was, all of a sudden, we hear that President Trump and Kim Jong-un are planning on having a third summit. We just don't know when yet.
Correct.
So what's
your... It is said that could be a year away, or, you know, we would put it on the table, but it may never come to pass because of all other things that are developing as a consequence of the China trade deal, Huawei, and the fact that, in fact, I probably will write about it over the weekend, of how much APT-38, which is the hacking team in North Korea, and what they're really stealing.
Mm-hmm. What are they really stealing? Do we know?
Money.
Money. Money. Oh, geez, gosh. Well, we don't want that, certainly, because it's bad enough.
Not a new thing. They've done it, and they've counterfeited our currency, too, so it's not a new thing.
Well, here we go again. All right, now, there is just so much going on in the world in which we live. Obviously, we keep hearing about reparations, and that's been brought up by the Democrats, and then we heard about sue Jesse Smollett for charges, because we're going to call Rahm Emanuel and get him to testify. And I mean, he said, she said, going back and forth between the sides. And there was an article that came out amongst all of this about social media is now one of the most divisive devices we have in the United States.
And that's not a new phenomenon by a long stretch. What I was trying to ask you earlier last night was, what do you think the genesis of the messaging is that's on social media, not only in Facebook, but on Twitter? And those are the fake accounts. And the fake accounts are put out there by whom? Moscow.
Yeah, Russia.
And so that is where... Facebook says, well, they have, you know, taken down 700,000 fake accounts or whatnot. Well, do they even begin to get them all? And if you take down 700,000, did 600,000 other ones go right back up again?
Probably.
Yes, of course. So, and they play both sides. There's been a huge amount of studies that have gone on with accounts on social media. And, it's like they're talking past each other, these reports and these polls and this and that, and they're not getting to the real meat of the thing. China does it. Russia does it. And I'll tell you who else does it. It's Al Jazeera, which is managed via Al Jazeera, which is who? Qatar.
Yeah. All righty. We will talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early. You have yourself a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and catch all of her great articles over there at FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Insisting there is a crisis at the southern border, President Trump tours the construction of a new segment of border wall at Calexico, California.
Much of it's reinforced heavily and very, very hard to climb. If you want to climb that, pretty sharp up on top, too. If you want to climb that, you deserve whatever you can get.
The visit comes as record numbers of asylum-seeking families from Central America are crossing into the U.S. In Texas, Vice President Mike Pence announcing new sanctions against the Maduro-led government in Venezuela, saying Cuba has inserted itself into the situation.
Cuba's leaders are the real imperialists in the Western Hemisphere. The truth has to be told.
The United States on Friday targeting oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba in its latest round of sanctions to pressure the Maduro government, aiming to choke off a crucial supply of crude to the communist island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report. First one in the morning for you. And it's brought to you, as it always is, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. Because I'm going to tell you about an idea I've got for each and every one of you out there to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. And here it is, the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls, I know a lot of you are in a dead-end job. I know a lot of you are going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or promotion. Many of you may be coming out of the military. You've got a skill. You're just not exactly sure how and why you want to use it. Maybe some of you are coming out of another trade school, or you're coming out of high school, not sure what you want to do. Well, this is something that I will tell you right now will start you out at $50, $60, $70, $80,000 a year, contingent totally upon your own ability and the company that you wind up working for, because an aviation maintenance tech is one of the most highest sought after positions right now in the country. It is a hot job and has been for a while. Now, check out the National Aviation Academy. They do have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. That is a suburb of Boston. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. You heard me right. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call and schedule a tour. Schedule a tour of one of their facilities. Give them a call, 800-659-2080, to find out more. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. The website is naa.edu, and the phone number is 800-659-2080. Give them a call today. What do you got to lose? You got plenty to gain. Now, on the eve of twin war crimes court-martial court trials targeting a SEAL and his platoon leader, prosecutors have moved to rip a trio of holdout witnesses away from a Texas attorney who's been jockeying to win them immunity for future charges. This is a really strange and bad deal going on with Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher, whose life is literally on the line for this, and his career is eventually over if they aren't able to prove what we've been told is taking place with this. So keep your eyes and your ears on what's going on with Navy Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher's case. Also, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has appointed a four-star general officer to take another look at the military's investigation into the 2017 attack in Niger that killed four U.S. soldiers and review whether or not additional punishment should be meted out to those involved. The Pentagon also will not entertain Turkey's plan to set up a bilateral working group aimed at tempering U.S. fears over the looming acquisition of Russian air defenses, namely the S-400 missile defense system in Turkey. And as a result, the U.S. is not going to give Turkey the F-35 jets they are looking for. Now, back on February the 22nd, Fort Benning, Georgia, announced that it was dealing with a small cluster of trainees who had come down with strep. And everyone affected had been treated, the statement said. Most of them had infected tonsils, but as a precaution, all trainees and cadre at the Maneuver Center of Excellence were receiving preventative doses of antibiotics. But now, one of the trainees has lost his leg to a flesh-eating bacteria, and now his own treatment is under investigation. And was there a cover-up of something of a larger nature going on at Fort Benning? I don't know, but we are watching this and we will let you know. Also, is it possible that in the heat of combat, that Pakistan, with their F-16, with India, with a vintage M21 Bison, fired a missile taking down the Pakistan F-16 jet? Is it possible that that never happened? Well, yeah, because now there is new evidence that's been presented that sheds doubt on New Delhi's version of events, suggesting that Indian authorities may have misled the international community about what actually happened that day and whether or not Pakistan lost an aircraft at the hands of an Indian fighter pilot. Don't know, but we'll find out. Now, there's another concern in Africa, and the nominee to lead the U.S. Africa Command, who has dealt with Russian mercenaries before his time during Syria when he was there, is planning to look into the operations on the African continent in his new role because he believes, as others do, that Russia has mercenaries on the ground in many places in Africa. And that makes some sense with some of the sightings that we've seen and some of the things we've been going on. Now, here's something else that is going to make a lot of people upset. Iran, reportedly now, the Pentagon, is upping the official estimate of the number of U.S. troops in Iraq who were killed by Iranian-backed militias. And it now raised that number up to at least 603. Now, some of this can be directly attributed to Muqtada al-Sadr and his Shia-backed Iranian militia that he had. Others are the actual members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard who had gone into Iraq to fight against ISIS for the Iraqi government. And again, as I said, some of you are going to get really upset hearing that, but just reporting what I'm seeing in front of me from the Military Times. Also, the Associated Press is reporting that NATO foreign ministers approved a series of measures aimed at countering Russia in the Black Sea region, an agreement that comes amid public rifts between the United States and several of the other 28 members on security and trade issues. This is one that they agree on. And it's too late to constrain China's creeping militarization and sovereignty claims over the dozens of islands and reefs in the South and East China Seas. But freedom of navigation and the operation of such will not bend in Beijing's South China Sea because of their claims of being the rulers of the water there. It's not going to happen. And missile launchers right now in the Arctic have their missiles pointed out to sea. Now, this is something interesting because Russia has gone to a lot of expense and a lot of trouble in the Arctic to build a very fancy and modern seaport and military base where they stake claim to their share of the treasures in the Arctic, namely the oil. But they've totally reinforced the area they're with missiles and the planes that they have there to take off and land, fighters as well as transport planes and possibly even a bomber or two if they decide to come in. Oh, by the way, one little thing here before we go to break, and the break is coming right now. The president said that he's going to skip the White House correspondents' dinner and is going to hold a very positive rally somewhere in the United States the night of their dinner, the correspondents' dinner in D.C. And kudos to him for that. That's a waste of time. Absolute waste of time. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more. And we'll take another look at the roads out there for the truckers. And if you want to call in, it's 877-969-8600. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Mark Walters has got something to say here, too.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
And my buddy Mark Walters has heard his Monster Cast Sunday nights on many of the same stations from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time all across the country, and then played delayed in a lot of other markets there, too. Armed American Radio, check him out. He's got a great program, and gun enthusiast extraordinaire. And once in a blue moon, I get a chance to guest host on his program. Always a pleasure when I'm able to do that. Now, let's get started here, because we are going to get this going with Smokey the Bandit.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what
someplace they can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Jerry Reed, old Fred, the Basset Hound up on the front seat, and they're chasing old Smokey Burt Reynolds on down the highway somewhere up on a cloud up above. You hear a little noise, that's probably them. All right, let's get started right away. I will take a look out there at I-80 in the Reno area since we are talking to Reno a lot. And there is a winter weather advisory coming out of the Reno area, out of Sacramento to be particular. It's valid until 5 a.m. local time, Saturday, for elevations above 6,000 feet. Now, Donner, that means you. Now, 4 to 8 inches of snow is possible in these areas. Localized amounts of 14 inches or more are possible over some of the higher peaks. So, that whole area, from Reno, west, and Redding, to Sacramento, those higher peaks that are up in there, the Sierra Nevadas, you could be having some fun tonight. So be careful. Be careful. Now, I'm going to read you the weather statement before I get to the highways, because all you truckers that are out there, and by the way, Trucker Mark chimed in. He's in North Platte, Nebraska, headed on down to Dallas, Texas. So it's going to be a nice ride for him. And Trucker Mark, it looks like as if you should be okay, but there's one area I'd be concerned about right now, and I'll tell you about it, because severe thunderstorms containing damaging winds, large hail, a few tornadoes, and heavy rainfall will be possible for portions of the southern plains into the lower Mississippi River Valley and the Mid-South through Sunday. Now, over the western U.S., a series of low-pressure systems will bring locally heavy rain, gusty winds, mountain snow from California to the Pacific Northwest into next week. Now, right now, we've got an area down around Midland, Texas, it looks like, where there is some weather. There are some thunderstorm warnings, and there also are some severe thunderstorm warnings down there in that area. And we have another small area right now in the Carolinas, up in the mountains, the Virginia Mountains, the Carolina Mountains, North Carolina Mountains, where we've got some gusty winds and the possibility of some rain over there. Now, I will tell you that out west, Oregon, as well as Washington State and the northern part of California, you're going to be getting a lot of rain before you're going to be getting whatever else. And again, above 6,000 feet, it'll be snow, all snow. The higher you go, the more you get. And then in North Dakota tonight, we've got more rain, unfortunately, in those areas that have been deluged, and some heavy fog as well across the northern part of South Dakota and the central part of North Dakota right now. Fog, by the way, tonight, heavy fog tonight from about Pensacola, Florida, all the way across I-10, down into New Orleans, across New Orleans, all the way down to the Texas-Mexican border, and straight across the southern part of Mississippi into the central part of Louisiana right now as we speak, heavy fog. So, Moss Family Automotive brings you our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, of course, they have four locations to serve you. So look them up online, Moss Family Automotive. And remember those four words, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all active duty first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, and the 911 dispatchers, too. Get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicle, saving you thousands of dollars. Nobody else is doing that. And don't forget the certified pre-owned vehicles you buy wholesale. You get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. You also get free oil changes and free tire rotations on the certified pre-owned vehicles. All right, let's drift on over here. And I believe we've got Todd on the line. So 60 seconds for Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business here, Donald. I'm glad you went down to the border wall, okay, because all the American people care about is the 700 miles of wall being constructed, okay, and getting it done. We don't want to hear no excuses. We don't want to hear no nothing. If you got to put your own money up, I'll make sure you get reimbursed, okay? And we want Obamacare repealed, and that's all we care about. Plus, we want our soldiers who are under that are in jail fighting for us, that were incarcerated. We want them out with back pay. You understand? Shoot to kill. That's the order we're giving over here. Shoot to kill. for our soldiers who are defending our country. And I want to thank every American housewife, Blacksburg, Trump, and everybody else who said, let me say something about Ken Cuccinelli. Don't think I forgot when you were standing on the floor trying to tell us that you didn't want Trump or his delegates. We don't forget a thing here, okay? We've been right for 2.5 years, and we're standing up. The only guy that's lifting the brick is Donald J. Trump, and we're here to help him and save our country. Now get to work, and let's go. We want a repealable Obamacare. Mitch McConnell, you can retire for all we care. Let's go.
All right, Todd in Tampa, and passionate words from him tonight. Now, here's the thing. They keep talking about border wall, border wall, border wall. It's not a wall, but it is a very sturdy structure, a barrier, and a good one. And he was inspecting the ones in California yesterday where they had just finished that section, and looked pretty solid to me. I wouldn't think that I could get through there. Or anybody else I know, not even with a big vehicle trying to drive through it, you'd have a real problem. But remember, they've been digging tunnels underneath. But I hear tell that they've gotten a little craftier with this new wall. Number one, it's down further in the ground. Number two, they have sensors where if somebody's digging around or doing something down there, they're going to be able to pick up the vibrations and tell that there's something going on down underneath so they can nip that in the bud, so to speak. But we'll just keep our eyes and ears open and watch and see what's going on. Now, coming up here in the next hour, we have got hour number three. Ron Edwards will be with us for the first two segments from the Edwards Notebook. And we're going to be doing a lot of chatting with him about different things. None the least of which is any less important. But right now the Senate exercised the nuclear option, which means that it only takes 51 votes to pass or to confirm judges that are being appointed. Or if there were any low-level executive branch nominees below cabinet level, it only takes 51 votes to get them in there. And there's some of each there to do because I've got all the numbers here of who's involved. By the way, the first one appointed under this nuclear option was a judge down here in Florida that was appointed. He was the very first one right out of the gate. And his name was Judge Altman. He is the first Trump judicial nominee to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida, and it brings his composition there up to 7 Republican-appointed judges and 7 Democrat-appointed judges. There are also 4 other vacancies on the bench, 2 Trump nominees like Altman, who were nominated back in May 7th of 2018, who are still awaiting confirmation. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay, hang in there. Top of the hour break. Hour number 3 right around the corner after the news, and your station's get a chance to pay some of their bills. And I shall return with more on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.